Officials say that the peace summit will be held in Saudi Arabia's Red Sea port city of Jeddah in early August. The head of Ukraine's presidential office, Andriy Yermak, also confirmed that the talks would be held in Saudi Arabia without naming Jeddah as the location. He said the Ukrainian peace formula contains 10 fundamental points to help end Russia's invasion of Ukraine. They would, in his words, not only ensure peace for Ukraine, but also create mechanisms to counter future conflicts in the world. Previously, Ukraine had described the 10-point peace formula as including the restoration of Ukraine's territorial integrity, the withdrawal of Russian troops, and the release of all prisoners. It also includes a tribunal for those responsible for the aggression and security guarantees for Ukraine. News about the peace summit in Saudi Arabia comes just over 2 months after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky visited the country to suggest closer cooperation.
We already have a positive experience with Saudi Arabia regarding the release of our people captured by Russia. We can expand this experience.
He also urged Arab leaders to help people in territories occupied by Russia, such as the Crimea Peninsula, which Moscow annexed in 2014.
A noble call to all of you to help protect our people, including Ukrainian Muslim community. For centuries, the Crimea Tatar have been and should remain an integral and strong part of the Muslim community of the world. But Crimea were the first to suffer from the Russian occupation. And until now, most of those who are subjected to repression in the occupied Crimea are Muslims.
Other peace plans have been floated amid the war. Russia's President Vladimir Putin just finished meetings in the Russian city of St. Petersburg with African leaders about their proposed plan. Pope Francis and China have also been working separately on their own peace proposals. The Pope has repeatedly called and prayed for peace in Ukraine, where hundreds of thousands of people were killed or injured. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Bos, reporting.